Welcome to the Cav Roundup. I'm Army Sergeant Scott Petillo. Today we hear about soldiers engaging insurgents around Baghdad, and we visit a local market. Paratroopers from the 1st Battalion, 325th Airborne Infantry Regiment killed 8 enemy combatants recently. The insurgents were killed after they engaged U.S. troops who were searching and clearing Baghdad's Hay al-Shula neighborhood. The soldiers continued with their mission of searching the area after the small arms fire subsided. They eventually discovered, among other weapons, several mortar rounds and 2 explosively formed projectile roadside bombs. In another incident, attack helicopter crews killed 4 insurgents who were placing a roadside bomb in South Baghdad on Sunday. Specialist Charlie Mabe has more.
The air crews from the 1st Attack Battalion, 227th Aviation Regiment, responded to a call from the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 2nd Infantry Division, to engage the roadside bombers. The ground unit positively identified the insurgents, and the air crews observed the group placing an improvised explosive device. After getting clearance to fire from the ground unit, the Apache crews engaged the insurgents, killing 4 and wounding at least 1 other. Specialist Charlie Mabe, 1st Cavalry Division, Baghdad, Iraq.
With insurgents on the defensive, signs of normalcy are starting to appear in the Iraqi capital. Specialist Ashley Torres was with soldiers as they talked to people in a busy market.
Fresh fruits, vegetables, meats, and people fill the Baba Safe and Karamont Market in Charlie Company, 5th Battalion, 20th Infantry Regiment's area of operation in Baghdad. The bustling market is just the place for Lieutenant Steve Harnsberger, Charlie Company's 2nd platoon leader, to hand out information to the community.
What we're doing is we're handing out flyers that talk about picking up trash, keeping the streets clean, or at least consolidating trash in central parts. Cards that have the JSS phone number on them so that the people, if they have problems, can call and get a hold of people that speak the language and ISF forces that work in the neighborhoods.
It's not just handing out the information. It's also about collecting information from the local people.
So we know people are reading them because they call the JSS with tips and problems. So we know some of it's getting across.
Most residents of this muhalla give tips to the security forces, helping them maintain a secure neighborhood and marketplace for their community. Specialist Ashley Torres, 7th MPAD, Baghdad, Iraq.
That's it for today's Cav Roundup. You can listen to all of our radio newscasts or watch our weekly television show by going online to www.cavcountry.net. From Baghdad, I'm Army Sergeant Scott Petillo.